from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, before we play this bit of audio here, update from Texans practice. Danielle Hunter back at practice today.
Oh, he was gone.
He was gone yesterday. D'Amico did not sound worried about it yesterday, and stands to reason he's back today. Blake Fisher left practice on a cart yesterday. He was not carted off. He left practice on a cart. Carted off means you're debilitated. He left practice for some sort of reason, medical or otherwise. Yeah. He's suited up again today and practicing. So,
I choose to think that he underestimated how hot and humid it was outside of Cleveland and was just taxed and exhausted and dehydrated.
Dude, it's...
They gave him a couple IVs, and then there you go.
It's the hottest. They picked a great week to be up in Ohio because it is the hottest week of the summer here in Houston. So they... They did a good job picking that. Here's who's not practicing. It's a fairly lengthy list. Kamari Lassiter, Jeff Okuda, Will Anderson Jr. still not practicing, but D'Amico also said yesterday he's not concerned about Will Anderson Jr., but he's not practicing. Brevin Jordan not practicing. Charlie Heck has a foot injury. He's not practicing. Desmond King, this is all according to Aaron Wilson. Joe Mixon, quadriceps strain, which matches up with what I saw. Joe Mixon rubbing his front of his thigh 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, is this the first time they've actually listed the quad officially?
That it's I've not seen. Official, but yeah, that yeah, I well, yeah. And again, it's Aaron Wilson reporting it. The Texans don't list anything because it's
okay.
Preseason.
So Aaron, that's probably Aaron putting his because Aaron knows these things.
Yep. Yes. Tim Settle not practicing. Tegan Quatoriano, his injury in the game turned out to be a calf. He did get carted off the field at the Hall of Fame game, but it turned out people were fearful it was a knee. It was a calf.
I guess, you know, if you think about it, it's a Friday game, so this is like a Friday practice. So this would be like an in-season Friday practice, right?
Today's Tuesday. Friday. So this
would be like a Thursday practice.
Yeah, Yeah.
It's a little bit more concerning, the guys that aren't practicing then.
Noah Brown not practicing. No listing of an injury. D'Amico Autry and Aaron Putz suspended. He's allowed to practice, right?
Yeah, he's allowed to practice and play in the game.
Yeah,
right.
So he's not practicing, and Laremy Tunsil's still not practicing.
I think Aaron's just trying to twist the knife on D'Amico Autry. Maybe. They're like, just not to mention that he's suspended.
Yeah. Freaking guy. Yeah, what the hell?
I would like D'Amico Autry to get some preseason time. You know,
for
just
sure.
To get his wits about him, get sharp, get a little bit of taste for it before you you take your six-week vacation.
Before you go into hibernation for 6 weeks, yeah.
Try to get whatever you lost from whatever that illicit compounding pharmacy
error was. It was a mistake
that the compounding pharmacy and or, I'm guessing, I'm just purely speculating, it was a sketchy longevity doctor from South Beach that they had tried to slip something in that he thought was like the new version of the clear or something like that.
Yeah. Here's Ryan Clark. Ryan Clark with one of the boldest Texan predictions that we've heard from anybody yet.
All right, so Houston Texans, they're going to the AFC Championship, and I've told you guys this the entire time. And I believe that they have an opportunity to win it. When you look at this team and the way they set themselves up throughout the offseason, I believe Nick Caserio, the GM, he believed this as well. You don't go out and acquire Stephon Diggs if you don't. You don't add those pieces defensively. And so I expect to see this team playing the last Sunday of the conference championship.
All right, man. Him and Lewis Ritter.
I don't know if his logic. I don't quite follow his logic in terms of like, well, yeah, just trying to make the AFC Championship game doesn't mean that you're going to make the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
But the moves that they did make in trying to go to the AFC Championship game, the biggest question you have is, okay, let's go back to that Ravens game in the playoffs. If you had won that game, you would have been in the AFC Championship game. What has changed from that game? I think one big thing from each side of the ball. I think on the defensive side of the ball, the Texans in that AFC divisional game, D'Amico blitzed way more and they were way more aggressive than the Texans had been all year. And it worked for a little while, but ultimately, once the Ravens adjusted to it and recognized what the Texans were trying to do, the Texans just did not have the defensive horses to handle it. They couldn't handle that offense. So I do think, yes, they will be an improved defense. I think I feel better in that regard, that they can be more of a challenge for the Ravens this year or the Chiefs or somebody like that. Offensively, one of the most glaring issues they had, aside from the wide receiving core being vastly depleted, it was just pressure up the middle. And what is your interior offensive line going to do? That's the huge question mark. If they want to be a genuinely, title-contending team, they can't have as glaring of an issue in the interior offensive line. So that's really all on Juice Scruggs and Kenyon Green at this point. Can you guys be viable? You don't have to be Pro Bowlers. You don't have to. You just got to be viable. Can you be viable for me?
This is the second time today where I've thought to myself, man, that opener against the Colts is super intriguing. Like the first time was when we were talking about mobile quarterbacks earlier on the show, and Anthony Richardson right out of the chute. Now he can't hit the broadside of a barn throwing the football, but he presented already all kinds of challenges for the Texans in week two. Last season running the football, as you've pointed out many times, Seth, they didn't face many mobile quarterbacks last year. Richardson was one of the few, and they didn't do well in that. So Richardson defending him, but then now where you're talking about the interior, I mean, that's the strength of the Colts defense with DeForest Buckner and Grover Stewart in week one. I mean, we're going to get quick answers to that question in the season.
Right, right. And there's things, they did things to counteract the weaknesses to where pass protection wasn't as big an issue as you might think. But it was stuff that hurts the overall potency of the offense. So I'm not as worried about C.J. Stroud's health. It's just that if you have to keep tight ends and running backs in to block, then you can't really have this wide open version of the Texans offense that it looks like it could be on paper. And then the other side of it is just, can you run the ball? Can you run the ball when you really need to run the ball? They made progress on that in the second half of last season, but they couldn't run the ball when they needed to versus good defenses.
That's right.
So, and that's another thing. It doesn't have to be an earth-shatteringly awesome rushing attack or anything, but man, when teams sit back and play coverage and only try to stop the run with their front seven, can you run the ball then? Can you spread the ball out and still run the ball? That's the huge question mark.
Yep. So Ryan Clark thinks they're getting to the AFC title game. I start to get a little nervous when people get on the bandwagon, but it is way more fun than them being ignored, the Houston Texans. How about this one? This is Cam Akers. This is after the game on Thursday last week, after the Hall of Fame game, where he was asked, I believe this might have been Aaron Wilson also asking this question, Cam Akers on why he chose to come to the Houston Texans.
I would say closer to home, closer to where I'm from, and the opportunity here is like no other. The team here is like no other. I would say it's a super team, whenever I can work my way into that role. But it's a super team here, everything's already in place. You got the coaches, you got the players, we got the quarterback, receivers, defense. What don't you have here? Running back, we got Joe. So, everything's here. I just want to play my part,
And they weren't thought of that way 2 years ago.
I think a lot of people would say that.
Yeah.
a year ago.
The Cam Akers is like, I've got it on my Twitter right here. I probably yes. Go look through my tweets. I don't know. I don't know if he does or doesn't. But I guess, all right. I know you thought the exact same thing I did when I heard
I did.
Super Team.
Dream Team.
Yeah.
When a new player comes onto a team that, like Vince Young did to the Eagles, and isn't even necessarily an integral part of that team, and yet decides to call them a Dream Team.
Oh, Dream Team.
Yeah.
Super Team.
I would say a Super Team. I mean, for it to be a true super team, I'm happy with the Joe Mixon trade and signing. I'm cool with it. They wanted Saquon Barkley. I had my arguments about I wanted Derrick Henry over Saquon Barkley, et cetera, et cetera. But Saquon Barkley feels a little bit more like a super team acquisition.
Yeah.
Than Joe Mixon does feel like a super team acquisition.
Maybe he meant super team like lowercase s, not capital S. You
they're
know what
a
I mean?
Super
yeah,
team.
They're super. They're dandy.
Like Ned Flanders super?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but everything's super with Ned Flanders.
Sue Diddly Ooper. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what he meant. That's what he meant. Sue Diddly Ooper. Yes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
John Lopez, Figgy Fig, they are here. They are in the loop today. Chris Santiago on the producer keyboard back there. Fellas, how are you? Hey, let me ask you guys a question.
Ask me.
That I put up as a poll yesterday, mm-hmm. and Seth and I kind of chopped it up about this earlier in the show. If you could choose one player's career to be, you get to pick a wide receiver mm-hmm. to be mm-hmm. in NFL lore,
mm-hmm.
would you rather be Andre Johnson, Hall of Famer, 7-time Pro Bowler, all sorts of individual accolades and stats, but 2 playoff wins his entire career. And
yeah.
he carried the burden of a bad franchise for a while.
Yeah.
Or would you rather be Julian Edelman, who has very few individual regular season? He's never been a Pro Bowler,
mm-hmm.
But he won a Super Bowl MVP, and he has 3 Super Bowl rings. Who would you rather be, Andre Johnson or Julian Edelman?
Julian Edelman.
You would?
Yeah, I the individual accolades are forever, but 3 Super Bowls?
3 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. And Figgy, who would you rather be?
I'd rather be Andre Johnson.
You would? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think the brand, I think him getting in the Hall of Fame, his brand about to skyrocket
yeah.
just for having that gold jacket.
Okay.
And I don't know, I mean, I love the 3
Figgy with all that branding.
Yeah. I'm the brand king. No, I'll just laugh. But just those 3 Super Bowls, like, I don't know how much that will, you know, do for him going forward.
Just
but
those
just
3
being the Hall of Famer. Yeah, I'm sorry. Just those. Yeah.
I think it'd do a lot. I think here's how I would describe it.
Yeah.
If both of those guys walked into a bar
mm-hmm.
in Omaha, Nebraska,
okay,
the majority of people would go to Julian Edelman.
You think so,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. If especially if he had the rings on.
Yes,
right?
Recognizable yeah, face. See, people know him. You know,
I mean,
his brand is not going to suffer.
But see, when people go to Ted Johnson, more than Andre Johnson?
Well, but Ted Johnson didn't have Edelman's career, MVP of the Super Bowl. And,
no, but he did have three Super Bowl rings. Yeah. And boy, he looks scary. And they might stay away from Ted because he's scary.
That's a good way to think about it. I think that Ted Johnson doesn't necessarily have the same level of adulation that Julian Edelman
Correct.
Does.
Definitely does not. That's true.
Yeah, so there's that. I guess, yeah, for me, I was looking at it less about... not about how others perceive you or anything, but for me, I just think of, like, okay, like, I always get jealous of the Super Bowl reunions.
Yes.
And all of those. Like, man, like, yeah, that's the feeling. Like, that's the feeling you're really going for is like, oh, yeah, we did it. Like, there, we won that championship and all those memories and everything. You don't have those same punctuated moments with the individual honors like you do with the team stuff.
Yeah, that's very true. Now, Seth, as you can tell, Seth said Edelman. My answer was Edelman, but if he only had one Super Bowl ring, I think it might be Andre Johnson.
Oh, for sure.
It's the three for me. Sure. So it's for you, same thing. It's
and the MVP.
And the MVP, yeah.
Like there's how many of those are 50 whatever?
Yeah,
you know,
58 or 57, whatever.
And that's
it. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well, some have been twice, so really less than that.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. That's a good point. There's a ton of guys not practicing up there today.
I know. We're going to update everybody today.
Yeah.
It's a little bit frustrating. It might be getting a lot frustrating.
Is it enough? Do you think they're going to cancel the combined practice with the Rams?
There's a chance.
They did last year.
Yeah.
Saints. They had to cancel the combined practices with the Saints because they were so banged up by that point. And then it becomes a question of like, oh, man, are D'Amico's practices too physical? Or all of those questions that come up. I would point to the Steelers as a team that has very physical training camps and is surpassed expectations more often than not.
Is it significantly like with just shoulder pads on, you can't bring guys to the ground? Does it feel super different than after a regular practice, like no pad?
I don't know. Like none of these practices are really all that physical anymore anywhere. But that's like me being a grumpy old man, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.